What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about Julian Assange, who is basically at the end of his jail sentence for bail violation. But they're going to keep him locked up. And people are starting to say, why? There are no charges and no investigation in Sweden where the evidence of his sexual assaults disintegrated under scrutiny. He's no longer in prison for jumping bail. The sole reason for his remaining in prison will be the publishing of Afghan and Iraq war logs leaked by Chelsea Manning with their evidence of wrongdoing and war crimes. This makes Julian Assange a political prisoner. Okay, story just came in across my desk. Apparently back in July of this year, Yemen put on an exhibition of their new domestically built unmanned aerial vehicles and a missile, which Sana'a said would have game-changing effects once they are used to conduct retaliatory strikes against Saudi Arabia and its allies in response to their ongoing military aggression against Yemen. So apparently, Yemen has in fact been building this kind of weapon systems. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Dan in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. Well, one thing with what you were just talking about, I heard that Saudi Arabia has to have $80 a barrel oil to be able to contain their lifestyle.
Yes.
And I'm looking at Zero Hedge right now. The headline, this is out at 13:52 this afternoon. Department of Justice accuses J.P. Morgan's precious metals trading desk of being a criminal enterprise. And it says,
well, good for them.
Prosecutors described as a massive multi-year scheme to manipulate the market for precious metals futures contracts and defraud market participants. And they even mentioned RICO in this story. It's on Zero Hedge. So that might continue
well,
reading
yeah.
the article.
The easiest way to rob a bank is to own one, and that seems to be happening a lot these days.
But at least it's coming out in the open, and they're talking RICO in this, and it says that it is precisely the kind of conduct that RICO statute is meant to punish.
Yep.
So, well, anyway, that was what I wanted to let you know, so maybe you can take a look at it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I will take a look at that a little bit later on here. Okay, over in Great Britain, the Liberal Democrats have pledged to cancel Brexit if they win the next general election. Now, they had been talking about another referendum or a people's vote, but I guess they don't think they can win that one because the British people are fed up with waiting to get out of the European Union. So now they're simply saying if the Liberal Democrats win the next election, they'll just cancel it outright. You know, to heck with what the voters wanted. That could trigger a revolution in Great Britain. Edward Snowden is out there with a new book, which I'm going to try and hunt down here. But he's been living in exile in Russia for 6 years now. And he says, you have to be ready to stand for something. And he's absolutely right. One of the problems that we have are too many people who see wrongdoing, they see government corruption, and they say, well, I got to worry about next month's mortgage, and so I'm not going to do anything about it. Now, back right after 9/11, the government launched a terrorism watch list that basically has 1.2 million people, including 4,600 U.S. citizens. A judge has just declared that entire list is unconstitutional, and he's absolutely right. So I'm not expecting the government to tear that up, but more and more we're being reminded. Our current government has just wandered completely away from the Constitution, which is that supreme law of the land. Pardon me. Okay, a former NFL player, anti-black, anti-Semitic, and pro-Trump graffiti was found spray-painted all over the walls of this guy's business in a suburban Atlanta, in a shopping mall. And was reported as an act of ravenously anti-black, anti-Semitic white person. It turns out it was just another hate crime hoax. The guy wanted to collect on his insurance by damaging his own property. California has now banned state travel to Iowa because the state's Medicaid system will not fund gender transition surgery. This transgender thing has gotten way out of control, and I think a good example of that, there's this transgender group called Mermaids, and it says children as young as 12 who are questioning their gender should be given puberty-blocking medication. Now, that stuff is serious, serious medication. You're missing with some of the fundamental chemistry of the human body. Anyway, over in the Bahamas, now, they dodged a bullet. That second tropical storm that was aimed at the Northern Islands veered to the north, so that's a thank goodness. But we are getting reports that there has been pillaging and looting across the Bahamas in the wake of Hurricane Dorian, and it's an illustration. If you're not prepared to deal with a natural disaster, things could get very ugly. Apparently, some people are literally being shot for their food. Another reason to get an AR-15. Alrighty, Windows is out with another fix. This was an update Microsoft released to fix the CPU spiking search program. It is not only causing new search problems. Reports state it is breaking the start menu, the action center, and USB connections while also causing audio problems. Okay? This is Microsoft. It fixes the CPU usage by completely breaking search so it can't even be used. Now, they've already put out a fix for the desktop search, and that appears to be working again. But I noticed over the weekend, I got this new cordless mouse because the touchpad is getting a little flaky here. And every 5 minutes or so, I'll get a notification in the lower right screen that the mouse has been configured and is ready to use. Well, I should only see that once when the mouse is configured and ready to use. And the mouse is working fine. The mouse is working just fine. All righty. Over in Sylmar, there is a wildlife weigh station that is having to close their doors for financial reasons. And a group of tigers and cougars who once lived in Sylmar, took a cross-country trip to their new home in Indiana. Looks like we're all moving to Indiana here. So tigers, lions, and cougars are relocated to the wildlife way, from the wildlife way station in Sylmar to their new home at the Exotic Feline Rescue Center in Center Point, Indiana. That's going to be worth a trip some weekend here. And the animals were driven 45 hours to their new digs in Center Point, Indiana. So that'll be worth going to see. And I got to tell you, that's one of the cool things about Indiana is the wildlife. Canadian geese, deer all over the place. And when I finally get things unpacked, I'm going to have a lot of fun with my telephoto lens here. Over in France, the yellow vest protests are continuing. I think they're in their 44th week. They're not getting any coverage in the U.S. corporate media. And apparently the protests are against President Macron's economic policies. And it has got especially heated in Nantes, where clashes between police and protesters left several people injured. Some 1,800 people took to the streets of the city Saturday, according to police figures. This week, the Yellow Vests tried a different approach to the protest, avoiding the city center and hitting different routes instead. So they're still out there as well. We need to see more protests in this country. Speaking of France, as you all know, this last year, or earlier this year, tragically, the Notre Dame Cathedral caught fire. Apparently, some construction equipment that was left up on the roof where they were fixing the spire sparked, ignited the fire, and just burned the place. It has now come on out that the Parisians were exposed to alarming levels of lead because all the roofing on Notre Dame was lead, was basically lead tile. And apparently dangerous dust was scattered all across Paris. Officials were afraid to alert people. Probably didn't want a negative impact on tourism again. Out in Hawaii, at the Mauna Kea Observatory, the Gemini Observatory telescope took a picture of our latest interstellar visitor. Now, you probably remember a while back, there was this very elongated rock called Oumuamua that soared through our solar system, and they tracked its orbit, discovered it was a hyperbola, meaning it came from outside the solar system and was departing to outside the solar system. So is this one. This one, however, is a comet. And come December, it's going to be very close to the sun. I mean, really close, probably close enough where tidal forces, I think, are going to tear it apart. But it should be rather spectacular, I think. All right. Now, getting on back, pardon my hiccups. And, all righty. Looking at an email here right now and saying when Beto was running for Senate last year here in Texas, I don't recall him advocating open borders or gun confiscation. We know that he didn't. So obviously anyone running for statewide office in Texas could never get elected that way. Now, since a lot of outside money was behind his run for the Senate, I have to believe the real Beto is on display now, not the guy who ran for Senate. Scary to think he got 49% of the vote. And again, I think the fact that hardly any of the Democratic candidates are attacking Beto for his, heck yes, we're going to take the AR-15s and AK-47s, basically reveals that the Democratic Party does have a gun grab agenda that they're going to be pushing if they win next year. Oh. Anyway. Apparently a homeowner shoots and kills three people in masks in Rockdale County. Well, that's what guns are for. Okay. Somebody wrote in to say Karl Marx referring to Zoroastrianism, which is actually not part, well, we basically came on out and said it was the Kabbalah. Zoroastrianism is not part of Judaism. All right, this is alarming. U.S. prepares to strike Iran as the Middle East braces for World War III to erupt. And it very well could, because at some point, I think Russia is going to just make the decision. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. Might as well be now. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came out with this tweet about Nazis that just had everybody floored. And apparently she came on out and said that, and you need to understand, this is a former bartender that got elected to the House of Representatives. So she tweeted on out, I mean, she's been comparing the U.S. government's efforts to curtail illegal immigration into the country with Nazi Germany's systematic extermination of the Jewish people. And she's apparently made another careless remark and a revelation meant to embarrass President Donald Trump by revealing an alleged soft side for arguably his most popular political enemy has prompted a leftist to favorably quote a Nazi sympathizer without caveat in public. So that is definitely not good stuff here. All righty, and let's see. No callers waiting on the line. Let's see. Somebody wrote in to talk about my comment about Xerox PARC and how IBM blew the superior OS X. I mean, there was definitely a deal made there. That caller was absolutely right. Okay. Bill Gates did not write DOS. He bought it from somebody, apparently for pennies, and then started Microsoft with it. And he got this sweetheart deal where DOS was included with every IBM PC for a fee. So, alrighty. Okay. I could use a few phone calls here because I ran out of talking points here. Apparently, Justin Amash may step in to run for president as a libertarian next year. And, all right, so let's go back and recap what's going on with Iran and Saudi Arabia. The Houthis are taking credit for the attack on the Saudi refinery. We know that last July, the Houthis put on display their newly developed drones and a missile. So they've obviously been working on this technology. Mike Pompeo and is out there saying, no, it had to be Iran. Middle East Eye is saying, actually, it was launched from Iraq. But again, why would the Houthis take credit for it, knowing that it's probably going to result in a serious escalation of Saudi attacks on their territory? So half of Saudi Arabia's oil output has been knocked offline for a couple of weeks at least. 5% of the global oil supply. Oil prices understandably went up. The oil stocks went up. The stock market as a whole went down. So this thing is going to have repercussions. But the most alarming thing is this rush to judgment that Iran did it, that Iran is somehow responsible, that either Iran supplied the cruise missiles and drones to Yemen, even though Yemen has demonstrated they can make this stuff themselves now, or that the attack was launched from Iran. But at this point, it looks like there is a push for war with Iran, which I think would be an horrendous mistake. And it does risk getting us into direct conflict with Russia. I'm amazed it didn't happen in Syria, but everybody was, you know, staying on their side of the lines. But these people in Washington, D.C., they're not going to be happy until they get us into a full-blown global war. And I was kidding with Claire earlier today that we got out of Hawaii just in time. Because if war with Russia and China comes, that island is a target because of all the military assets there. All the communications for the Pacific Fleet go through Pearl Harbor. And so, yeah, it will be a target. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials. Please join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Keith Rogers. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I had a couple of things here for you. You know, I wish Americans could see what, you know, these war hawks are doing here, but I have a note from my show last night. You know, during McNamara's Fog of War video that he did, there was a quick blurb on there, and what it was 67 cities that were firebombed by the United States, in which McNamara, talking to LeMay, said that if we'd lost the war, we'd been prosecuted as war criminals.
Yes.
And this is on top of the 50-some cities over in Germany that were firebombed. And then we have all these CIA-led Indochina wars down through Papua New Guinea. Australia helped there. The countless millions and millions of people. And then CIA's John Stockwell, Philip Agee. All these guys that came forward about the CIA's actions. All these things were done in our names. And this is why when you hear someone like in Iran chant death to America, that they have a valid reason, and yet Americans get indignant. And so right now, when you hear them talking about going to war with Iran, if you watch that video, Psychiatry in the Military, The Hidden Agenda, 98% of the U.S. soldiers are currently on some kind of a PTSD-type drug. We have all branches of the military that are committing suicide on top of the 8,000 veterans annually, and then the VA that's killed basically 307,000 by neglect. This country is in disrepair. And so I guess my comment is if the United States launches another attack based on total lies, will everyone still be sitting there bolstering the military as our boys and the countless deaths that are caused in our names?
Yes. Well, obviously, I'd like to see a different outcome. I'm frankly a little dismayed that more people aren't upset about the fact that Saddam Hussein did not, in fact, have nuclear weapons or weapons of mass destruction. I thought it was rather tasteless of George Bush to show that little slideshow at the Correspondents' Dinner saying, well, those weapons of mass destruction are around here somewhere. And, they're not here. And, you know,
But did you catch what you just said? Did you catch what you just said? Yeah. This is no different than Pompeo there talking about his West Point days, how he lied, cheated, and stole, and the crowd applauds. When Bush did that, his whole crowd, you know, these guys are psychopaths.
At least sociopaths.
Yeah, well, whatever. They're not human. But I worry about that, because when you watch the videos of, like, Vietnam and stuff, of what the napalm bombing did down there, and there's still areas of Vietnam that are even ungrowable today. The grass grows, and that's about it. The veterans that were even sprayed with that defoliant of DDT and stuff. There's
Agent
no
Orange.
Fog of war here. Yeah, Agent Orange, yeah. But there's no fog of war here. They don't care as long as they have their agenda. And on my show, what was it, 2 weeks ago, I ran the thing on Ho Chi Minh about how he was used by the United States during the World War II, given rifles and radios, and he gave off the troop locations of the Japanese, and also alerted the U.S. when they had a shot down pilot. And it was when Vietnam declared its independence. Can't have that. And that's exactly what we see. And I'm worried about Greenland now, because they, again, just like Papua New Guinea and those guys, when they declared themselves independent of the Dutch, the U.S. swoops in there. And even McCarthy there, when he landed on Papua New Guinea there, he took with him his geologist to scout out all the minerals and stuff. This is all it's about, is the resources of other people.
Yeah, well, you know, this goes back to Smedley Butler and his treatise that war is a racket.
Yep. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there. I just feel sorry, because not only will U.S. boys be dying, but other people will be dying like that. And because of our twisted media, we don't see the bloated dead carcasses. You know,
no, we
humans.
Don't.
And that's how they keep this sanitized from Americans, you know.
Yes. No, they don't
want
Americans.
There, okay.
All right, thanks an awful lot. No, the corporate media does not want the American people to see the reality of what all these wars have done, not just to our kids in uniform, but to, you know, civilians on the ground, how they've literally wrecked these countries that used to be beautiful, well-maintained, and now they're all shot up. No, we're not supposed to know about that. We're supposed to think that wars are squeaky clean, and we go in and we shoot the bad guys and everything is going to be okay. It doesn't really work that way. McNamara was right about the fog of war. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, one of the talking points we're getting from the corporate media over and over and over and over again is how the Houthis are linked to Iran. And it's actually, they're not that close. The Houthis follow Zaydism, which is a branch of Shia Islam, separate from the Twelver branch of Iran's regime. Now, they've received weapons, money, and fuel from Iran, but the relationship to Tehran is less direct than that of groups like Hezbollah or Iraq's militia. At times, the Houthis have even defied their Iranian backers. So it's not as cozy as the media would want to tell you. All right, let's see. We got a caller waiting on the line. Curtis in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yes, I'm calling in about Beto's comments, and I'm interested in your opinion. I think those comments were highly irresponsible, and the average response, at least from the South or Middle America around here, is that it's almost a declaration of civil war. Gun sales are up. There's a lot of half-cocked veterans around that seem to consider them fighting words. So is it just responsible, immature, or Is there something behind it, like getting people fired up and divided?
Well, there's always getting people fired up and divided. That's a typical campaign strategy. But what Beto has done is basically expose the fact that the Democratic Party does have a gun grab agenda. Very few of the other candidates have spoken out against his comments. And so I can understand people getting very, very nervous. And yeah, people are buying guns. They're arming up as well. They should. You're right. It does risk civil conflict. I would really hate to see that happen. But the fact of the matter is that this government, especially the liberals, keep pushing and pushing and pushing their various agendas, open borders, gun grab, Green New Deal. And at some point, I think the American people are going to snap awake and say, wait a minute, this stuff is just completely crazy. And it's a question of, you know, who pulls the first trigger. And I would caution against that, because whoever does pull the trigger first is going to lose in the court of world public opinion. But again, if they start door-to-door gun confiscations, it could happen easily. Now, Beto was out there talking about this story that nobody believes about how Texas AK-47 and AR-15 owners were ready to surrender their guns to keep our school children safe. Well, obviously, these Texans aren't the problem. They're not the ones who are getting ready to go in and shoot up a school. Okay? What we're seeing is a bunch of drugged-up patsies who are sent on in to create all this bloodshed so that the government can keep saying, we have to save all the children by banning all the guns. Now, every once in a while, you'll see somebody who will drive drunk, and they'll kill people. And as a matter of fact, drunk drivers are killing more people than the mass shooters. But nobody seriously talks about banning all cars for all people. They talk about, you know, we need to deal with those who are taking chemical substances and behaving irresponsibly. And that's true not just for cars, it's true for guns. And right. The vast majority of gun owners are very safe. They take good care of their equipment. You know, and they've been through gun safety courses, or if not the Frontside Academy, and they're good people. And the Democrats want to criminalize you for the mere possession of something they're uncomfortable with. And that really is dictatorship. Now, nobody's going to force you to buy a gun. If you don't like guns, nobody's going to force you to buy a gun. But don't go around and say that nobody's allowed to have guns because you're not comfortable with them.
Right. Do you think the Democrats are serious, or do you think they're just grandstanding and trying to create something controversial to get support from some radicals?
I think they're very serious about it. They've been pushing this agenda against the Second Amendment for decades now. And Beto actually has done a lot of damage to the Democratic field with this comment of his. And the other candidates in not speaking out against him are doing even more damage. So I think it was a huge goof on his part. Especially coming off of his run for the Texas Senate, in which he said, no, we're not going to take your guns. So it reveals him to be a liar and a hypocrite. The enthusiasm with which he made that statement about, yes, we're going to take your guns, I think that really woke a lot of people up.
Right. Well, I noticed a lot of applause in the audience, and I can only assume then that the audience was padded with their supporters, but
they always pad the audiences,
right? Yeah. Oh, what's your assumption as far as the overall, climate in the United States? Do you think the U.S. is leaning towards gun confiscation, or do they reject it as just a bad idea?
I think the vast majority of Americans reject it as a bad idea, precisely because they know they have not done anything wrong, and therefore they're not willing to give up their guns. And let's face it, guns are expensive. And they're not just going to turn it on over to the government on the government say-so because of the very bad way the government has been behaving. And as that caller said earlier, the U.S. is sending guns to Israel. They're sending guns down to Mexico, which, by the way, Mexico wants that to stop. So the U.S. is giving guns to everybody, but they don't want the American people to have them.
Right. Well, thank you very much. Nice talking to you. I'll probably call in again sometime. Pretty smart guy.
I would certainly appreciate that. Okay. Thank you, Curtis. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, here's an interesting take on the Saudi oil field attack. This is from Investment Watch blog. And basically is saying that this may have been an inside job. And that it was a false flag one day after the bankers announced an IPO of Aramco. Now, the reason I'm having trouble with this, and apparently this began with an article from CNN. Anybody who's watching this knows that any uplift to the oil prices caused by this is going to be short term. And apparently in the CNN story, the Yemeni Houthis claim they had help from inside the kingdom. So I'm not sure if I'm really willing to go with this one. It's a bit of a reach, and I'm a great believer in keeping it simple and Occam's razor. We're still seeing this brouhaha, if you will, over 5G versus 4G. And apparently, Cheryl Atkinson, is saying 5G is just 4G on steroids. And she's out there screaming that the telecom industry has provided no scientific evidence 5G exposure is safe. Well, I'm concerned about the sum total exposure to electromagnetic radiation, not just from the cell phone, but from the laptop, from the TV set, from radars, from AM and FM radio. And I think there's an issue, but unfortunately it's been too monetized for it to ever really be shut down. Now, Apple, even though it is currently not on the iPhone 11, they're pushing nationwide 5G, so customers will have to upgrade and buy new iPhones, driving their profits back up. No, Apple, I'm not buying a new iPhone. I'm very happy with the one I've got. I'm not going to replace it until it dies. And by the way, it has become less expensive to replace the battery on an iPhone than to buy a new one. All right, let's take another phone call from Joseph in Hawaii. Aloha, Joseph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I wasn't sure if you had had a chance. Maybe you've talked about it. Sometimes I can't listen to your whole show, but if you talked about a recent article that came out in Civil Beat here locally about Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
This is in regards to, I guess, she has a individual that she is paying to pretty much run or do analysis and run her campaign. He lives remotely in Washington State, and you know, I guess the article was kind of negative on this because Tulsi is not revealing, I guess, questions to the media and to Civil Beat, regarding who this person is and so on and so on. You know, I personally have, you know, been more of a supporter of Tulsi than the others. And I guess I didn't feel like she should be singled out for not disclosing information necessarily that,
yeah,
for whatever reason, because, you know, if you were to go to any of the candidates, they have so many phantom donors and who knows what associated with them that I didn't know if this was something you had actually read or were familiar with. So I was going to get your take on it.
No, I didn't read the article here, and, you know, Tulsi has been treated so unfairly by the press, I can understand why she might be reticent to give them any more cannon fodder. There may be somebody, this person running her campaign, there may be something in their background from 35, 40 years ago, they abused a teddy bear or something, that would be used against her. I think Tulsi's biggest mistake right now, though, is, believe it or not, she put out an exercise video. And I think that is so demeaning, and she should not have done that. I mean, unless she's already decided she's out of the running for president and she's already looking for her next gig. But, you know, and
no, I was just,
she's pleasant to look at when she's working out, but I think it lacks a certain dignity.
I don't know. I guess some people who like to videotape the workouts, for whatever reason, I don't know. But getting back to the issue that I called about, I guess, regarding her, you know, I guess the thing that they were saying, you know, what the Civil Beat reporter did, you know, he sort of all the negativity that was in the article, is that he literally went, uninvited to this person's place, which is in a remote area of Washington State, up by Chelan, Lake Chelan area. And this person has a cabin. He works remotely, there's a couple of things with this. One, he actually went up to the door unannounced to this cabin and was now, in the article was speaking negatively how this person was not welcomed. Another person had commented that, you show up, I guess there was people commenting on this article, and one person in defense of Tulsi said, if you were to show up at my door out in the middle of nowhere, just as a reporter, I don't think I'd welcome you either. An invited person. And the other thing, too, about this is that Tulsi doesn't have a budget to pay for, to the extent that these other candidates may have to be paying for these high-level operatives to be doing their work for them. And so you got to cut her a little slack for basically being able to pay for what she can pay for and, so forth. The article was, or people were saying the reason she's not on the debate stage maybe is because she didn't use a more some kind of firm that has a lot more notoriety, and they're using that as an excuse as to why she's not on the debate stage and I just thought that was a little bit unfair. I don't know what Civil Beat, I read their articles periodically, I just didn't know if they had kind of a slant one way or another from where they come from on how they do their analysis and reporting, investigative reporting.
Well, I agree. I would have liked to have seen Tulsi on that stage. I think the rest of the Democratic field is afraid of her because she does make sense and people resonate with what she's saying. And they just constrained the rules to exclude her. And what it was is they set a certain ranking in the polls that you needed to have and a certain amount of fundraising that you had accomplished. And on the basis of that, they said Tulsi isn't qualified. She's not going to be in the debate stage. And it's very unfair, not just to Tulsi Gabbard, it's unfair to the American people who really need to hear her message.
Totally agree. If you hadn't had a chance to read her message regarding the strike that occurred on those oil fields, she kind of came out and made a very, very, very strong message about Donald Trump's reaction to that, how he was waiting for the Saudi Arabia people, I guess, to before he was going to make a decision or something to that extent. She said a one-liner that's in the news big time today. If you have a chance to just Google her, you'll see that one-liner. It's all over the place. But give her credit for that. She's not giving Donald Trump any cutting him any slack on this. So it's good that she's brave enough to come and step on those areas that no one else seems to be willing to do. Anyway, Michael, thank you very much. Love your program. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And I'm looking at the story right now. Tulsi Gabbard accuses Trump of being Saudi Arabia's bitch over the response to the attacks on the oil fields. Now, I'm looking through the article here. She says basically Trump awaits instructions from his Saudi masters. But on the other hand, Trump is saying he wants to be sure that he's going to launch the missiles at the right target. And that may be because he was so embarrassed by his cruise missile attacks into Syria, which turned out to be based on false flag attacks by the Syrian rebels. But the article is saying Iranian-backed Yemeni rebels. So Apparently, Gabbard made the same off-color remark last year after Trump stood by Saudi Arabia amid the backlash for the murder of writer Jamal Khashoggi. All righty. Gabbard warns that the DNC debate qualifications could make voters think the fix is already in. The fix is already in. The fix is already in. These things are just so rigged. All right. So, we've talked about the 5G here. Now, we're going to take another break here for commercials. It's our last commercial break. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. Now, inside every cell phone is this little chip called the SIM card. It's what identifies the phone to the cell towers. And more countries are now passing mandatory SIM card registration laws, requiring that you provide personal information, including a valid ID, or even biometrics as a condition for purchasing or activating activating a SIM card. Now, this, of course, allows the state to identify the owner of a SIM card and infer who is most likely making a call or sending a message at any given time. This, of course, undermines people's ability to communicate anonymously, organize and associate with others. It infringes the rights to privacy and freedom of expression. And by making it easier for law enforcement authorities to track and monitor people, these laws threaten vulnerable groups and facilitate generalized surveillance. And there is the important part here, because everywhere your cell phone goes becomes part of your permanent record. Remember when you were a kid in grammar school and they said, you got to be good. There's a permanent record someplace. And back then we knew it was nonsense. Not anymore. Total information awareness, NSA scanning. They want to keep track of all of us on the hope that when something bad happens, they can sort through all of that data and come up with the bad guy. But apparently, a lot of countries have got these mandatory SIM card registration laws. What they want to do is get rid of burner phones. The idea that you can buy a phone that is anonymous. So anonymity is definitely going away. All right, so we're watching this situation unfold with the attack in Saudi Arabia. And obviously, we need to keep an eye here. So anyway, apparently down in Georgia, a town fired their entire police department. Chaos did not erupt. Apparently they were able to get along just fine here. So apparently a cop was arrested with gloves, knife, and zip ties while on his way to meet a young girl. I don't understand this fixation that people have with very young children. It's a mystery to me. It's just an absolute mystery. All right, so we're almost here to the end of the show here. And again, keeping an eye on, you know, I'm a little upset by what Tulsi Gabbard said. It's almost like she's goading Trump to do something. And Trump was right to say, we need verification because, again, Israel's being accused of it. Saudi Arabia's being accused of it. Iraq is being accused of it. The Houthis are saying they did it. And Iran is saying they didn't. So it is definitely a confused mess. All right, there's the music time for me to get out of here. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. Remember, there is a slight chance I will not be able to do the radio show tomorrow because we're picking up our car. And take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to RBN. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.